Yeah, one from Bossa legends Marcos Valle and Asimov doing Tristessa, a tune that's actually released in 1972. And while we're playing on the show, it's on the album called Fly Cruzeiro, which I found out was released by Cruzeiro Airlines and given as a free gift to every passenger. I think they printed only like 500 copies of that. Marcos Valle's father was actually the manager of Cruzeiro Airlines and sponsored, in air quotes, the release of this album.
Wow.
Very interesting story to it.
That album was on my release radar this week, so I
got excited
like, wow, Asimov and Marcos Valle doing something new, because they are both pretty, I mean, the band and Marcos Valle, yeah, they're, well, that's a nice way to say that they are kind of old. So when I saw something new from there, I got pretty excited. Yeah. But
me too. Well, actually, it's getting its first vinyl reissue in 50 years this month in January via Tidal Wave Music. So
if you have your ang paos ready,
go and cop it, right? You're locked into the Pulse, where we bring you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. First up, we have a story about Billie Eilish sweeping all four, the big four at the Grammys.
Yeah, but I guess Billie Eilish, you can't avoid not talking about her because she's so big right
of
now.
Course.
She kind of sapu almost everything. But if you've never heard of a Billie Eilish song, you've definitely heard of the name, because at only 18 years of age, she became the youngest ever female solo act in UK chart history to reach number one. She won the Global Artist of the Year at the very first Apple Music Awards. She got named Billboard's Woman of the Year, and she has outdone herself yet again at the recent Grammy Awards, sweeping 5 awards, the most for any artist that night, and effectively becoming the youngest ever person to take home the big 4 awards in a single year.
That's right.
So that's Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. You know, with this win, she replaces Taylor Swift as the youngest ever winner for Album of the Year. Taylor Swift, of course, was the youngest ever at 20 years old when she won Album of the Year. I think this is back in 2010. And now she's also the very first woman to ever win all 4 big 4 of those awards, and only the second person to ever do so after Christopher Cross, who won the big 4 in 1981.
That's crazy.
If you think about it, right, it took 39 years for someone to repeat that feat.
Yeah, I mean, going back to your earlier point about her replacing Taylor Swift, right, I really hope she doesn't follow in her footsteps, you know, from being back in 2010 music's hottest topic, you know, releasing hit after hit, to becoming, I guess right now you can consider her a manufactured pop star. But hey, the money, right?
Well, there's
always talks.
Only time will tell. But back to being the second person ever to get this big four, to be in the big four club, besides Christopher Cross. There's only been 2 people in this Big Four Awards Club since the start of the Grammys in 1959. So I think that's a big feat. And if you're like me, you're probably wondering the same thing. If it's something that's so hard and rare to achieve, why is Christopher Cross the first ever musician to sweep all 4 of the Grammys? Now, if you're too young, Christopher Cross is a yacht rock and soft rock OG that played very smooth AOR, adult-oriented rock, that music that he would like to call it pop and roll. So it's very radio-friendly, very safe, soft kind of music. Not the kind that you'd imagine to sweep all major awards at the Grammys. And even though I love his most famous song, Sailing, I would never thought that it's something that can win a lot of awards, you know. But if you're too young and you've never heard the song, let's hear a bit of Christopher Cross, Sailing. 1981 was a very different time.
Yeah, I think during that time, pop ballads were all the rage, right?
But can you imagine a song like that? With, not that it's bad, I mean, I love it, it's soothing, but can you imagine a song like that winning Record of the Year?
Not today, that's for sure.
Yeah, sadly for him, that was the peak of his career. That was, you know, almost too much, too impossible of a task to beat, you know, sweeping the big 4
and
categories.
I think after he won that big 4, his career kind of took a nosedive, right?
Yeah, you know, after that award winning first album that went 5 times platinum, his popularity took a dip, and every album after that did not receive as much love as the first one. Which of course caused people to debate if winning the big 4 Grammy Awards is actually more harmful for your career, if you got it too soon instead of actually helping to nurture your career. He also hasn't appeared on any Hot 100 charts since 1985.
Grammys might be a bad thing.
Yeah, that. You know, as with the product life cycle of things, once you hit the peak of your product maturity, the next in line is the decline. So many people are wondering if Billie Eilish will be suffering the same fate as Christopher Cross, because once you win such a huge award, you of course become the prime target of more criticisms and hate.
I was watching a couple of videos from the recent Grammys, and just on Billie Eilish, when she was about to be announced, you know, to go up on stage, she went up 4 times, right? The big 4. She was really humble about winning too. some people might call it humble bragging, but she was caught saying like, oh no, please don't be me while I was about to be announced, and even letting out a no when you know, she wanted to give it to Ariana Grande, right?
I think she, of all people, she knows how this like toxic fandom can be. So I read somewhere that she was also afraid of what would happen if she did win it, you know, imagine all the Ariana Grande fans that would attack her on Twitter. Because, you know, winning such a big award, although it's good, you really put yourself out as a target, you know, because people who have never heard of your songs would suddenly want to listen to your song. Correct. And, you know, if you're an Ariana Grande fan and you're not happy that Billie Eilish won, then of course you will like maybe attack her a bit on Twitter.
But she's really young, 18, and do you think she's peaking a bit too early?
Well, I think only time will tell. For now, if she can really top her feats off that. And it's her debut album, you know. It's her very first. So I guess everything is resting on her upcoming sophomore album. And that is the true test to see if she can replicate her success from the debut album and be a mainstay, or just fizzle out and become as the first ever woman to sweep the Big Four Grammy Awards, and that's it.
That being said, though, it's a real story that inspires, right? You know, from uploading her single to SoundCloud and then less than 5 years later winning multiple Grammy Awards with an upcoming world tour. And this comes off the back of news of her doing the Bond theme too. So I think it's the only up from here, right? Only direction. Yeah.
And I also think nobody sounds like Billie Eilish, at least in the sphere of...
She's created a pop brand for herself.
Yeah, and she's... I mean, if you look at fashion, the sound of her music, her image, no other pop singer is like her out there right now. So you can't really... She's in her own league, lah. And if she maintains her brand and stay consistent, I think she really continue to dominate music because she's really dominated the music world so far.
Definitely. We're asking you on the program today, is success at a young age a bad thing? Feel free to join the conversation at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram, or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
You know, speaking of the Grammys, sad news, of course, the great Kobe Bryant passed away over the weekend, and he was honored at the Grammys by a lot of musicians. And so I thought maybe we can play us out before the next section with a song that Kobe Bryant contributed.
You dug this one out of.
So Kobe Bryant, he wanted to be a rapper, let's just say, at one point of time. He wanted to follow in the footsteps of Shaq, which of course failed as a rapper. Mm. But I didn't know Kobe Bryant wanted to be a rapper, and he had his own single called Kobe. And he had Tyra Banks to do the chorus. Yep. And he even remixed a Destiny's Child song, and he added raps in this. And so let's play this song by... I didn't know of the existence of this song until
me
today.
Neither.
So check it out. Here's Brian McKnight featuring some rapping verses from Kobe Bryant. This one's called Hold Me, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
10:17 this Wednesday evening with Daryl and Ofnil on The Pulse, where we bring you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Neil Young back to his tricks again on the quest to save music.
Uncle Neil.
But before that, we were talking about Billie Eilish sweeping up the Big Four at the Grammy Awards and asking you the question, is success at a young age a bad thing? Reply here from Ayman Yashit, who said, it shouldn't be, but I think it can be a bad thing. A young person may be inexperienced in navigating around it. However, with the right support and guidance, negative outcomes can potentially be avoided. Yes, good point. I think she grew up pretty much in a music family. Yeah. Both her parents were musicians, her brother is an actor too.
The parents were actors. Okay, yeah, and then the brother was in Glee a bit.
He's in Glee, So I think she has the right support, right, for her career.
Yeah. We also have another reply from Quicksand, Fahmi Aziz, who said, unpopular opinion, she's not talented.
Sad face.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know, winning all the Big Four awards, you know, puts you in a position to be a target for this. But yeah.
You're the one to take down, right?
Yeah, but music taste is a very subjective thing.
That's right. Feel free to contribute to the conversation at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Right, coming up, talking about Neil Young, but before that, a tune.
Yep, so here's a song from a duo called Pomona Dream. So, funny story, they're a Swedish duo that met on SoundCloud.
Oh, wow.
When SoundCloud messaged them, so they have individual projects, but both were called Pomona Dream.
Oh, wow.
So, SoundCloud alerted both of them, saying that there's someone that hacked into your account, stealing your band name. So, they emailed each other and then, hey, let's just combine forces.
Match made in SoundCloud.
Yeah, and I think they're a couple now as well. So, here's Swedish duo Pomona Dream with a brand new one called San Francisco, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.